Trident Seafoods is agreeing to pay the federal government $2.5 million to settle Clean Water Act violations at its Alaska processing facilities. The Seattle-based company will also spend tens of millions of dollars to upgrade facilities and clean up the seafloor. The Environmental Protection Agency is calling the agreement a game changer for environmental practices in the industry in Alaska. Annie Feit has the story.
Picture a seafood waste pile in Akatan Harbor that stretches for 50 acres. It's the equivalent of 38 football fields, and in some spots, it's 20 feet thick. But what exactly is it?
It's a massive carpet of gelatinous goo.
That's Tara Martich with the Environmental Protection Agency's compliance office. The agency says the piles have created dead zones on the ocean floor. Trident Seafoods will now have to study its fish waste piles at Akatan and other processing plants across the state and figure out ways to clean them up. According to the agreement, the company racked up 480 Clean Water Act violations at 14 of its onshore and offshore processing facilities in Alaska between 2005 and 2010. Trident characterizes the violations as mostly monitoring and reporting errors. Joe Plesha is the company's chief legal officer. He says top officials at Trident didn't know the violations were taking place.
The management did not. And the person who was involved in filling out these forms claimed not to understand that they weren't filled out correctly. They do require a great deal of attention to detail and a great deal of time.
But the EPA says Trident is a repeat offender when it comes to Clean Water Act violations in Alaska. Ed Kowalski is director of compliance and enforcement at the agency.
So they were well aware of those requirements and had been reminded of them. And even these violations, before we actually brought the formal enforcement action, they had received a number of warnings and notices from us.
He says the company has logged 6 previous enforcement actions for similar violations, but he thinks this action may be a game changer for the company and the industry in Alaska, in part because Trident is agreeing to build a new fish meal plant in Naknek that will be able to handle 30 million pounds of seafood waste each year from Trident and other companies.
I do hope that this is an opportunity to do more in terms of encouraging the seafood processing industry to take advantage of those alternative ways of keeping the waste out of the water. And we will continue working down that path toward that goal, and we'll just have to see how it goes.
Trident says the new plant will be unique. Joe Plesha says the company wants to set the industry standard for environmental compliance, and the Naknek plant will help it do that.
We're making a meal out of salmon waste, which is not, it's just typically not done because of the shortness of the season. And so it's new, and I think it's, we hope to prove that it's economically viable.
Trident is working on another innovative project at its Akatan plant. The company is developing technology to capture tiny particles of fish protein that currently escape into the ocean after passing through a 0.5-millimeter screen. The company operates 18 processing facilities in Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.
Next month's trial of a Huna man accused of shooting and killing 2 police officers is not happening. The postponement was expected. The judge in the case earlier wanted another opinion on whether John Marvin Jr. was competent to stand trial, but the judge's selected psychologist will not be able to do another evaluation until late October. The trial, earlier scheduled for October 17th, is now off of the calendar. It'll be rescheduled after the evaluation is completed. Marvin, now 46 years old, is being charged with murder and weapons misconduct in connection with the shooting of Huna officers Tony Wallace and Matt Tokauka. And Marvin also allegedly held other officers at bay for over a day following the shooting on August 28th of last year. A new indictment handed up for the Juneau fishing guide accused of the illegal sale of bear and bird parts. 37-year-old Michael P. Doobie participated in a new arraignment hearing in U.S. District Court in Juneau yesterday, pleading not guilty to all of the charges. The new 6-count superseding indictment drops one of the charges from an earlier indictment. Doobie is accused of selling 2 common snipes, 1 American crow, and 27 black-billed magpies on eBay from March of 2008 through June of 2009. That's even after being warned by eBay that such sales could be illegal. He's also accused of selling parts of a black bear hide in early 2009. At the time, Doobie was working as a charter boat captain in his company, Fish Hunter Charters. All of the parts were allegedly sold as fly tying supplies to buyers in Washington state. Sale of the birds is considered a violation of the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Federal prosecutors suggest in the indictment that the bear was baited and taken with a light in a closed area. They don't explicitly accuse Doobie of killing the bear, only that he should have known that it was taken illegally. It was just earlier this week that Doobie was given a 20-year suspended sentence for illegal hunting in Montana. He was also ordered to pay $15,500 in fines and restitution. Doobie pled no contest in April to felony charges of illegal possession of game animals related to the taking of at least 2 bull elk, 11 deer, and 13 antelope. Other hunters, including Doobie's father and a friend from Washington State, were also charged in connection with the Montana poaching. They were either sentenced to suspended jail time or probation. Prosecutors now want to revoke the probation of the other defendant involved in a fatal accident at the Brotherhood Bridge. Stephanie Smathers appeared in Juneau Superior Court yesterday. An adjudication hearing is planned for next week on alleged possession of alcohol. Smathers was a passenger in a van that hit head-on a sedan driven by Jody Watson in August of 2005. Smathers was fighting with her boyfriend at the time, David Alex, while he was driving and under the influence of oxycodone. Both were sentenced to 3 years in prison. Alex was considered more culpable in the crime, while Smathers' sentence included a charge of theft while working at a local department store. Prosecutors last month tried to revoke Alex's probation because of $10,000 in restitution that still wasn't paid to the Watson family. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council convened their meeting in Unalaska yesterday, and some of the bigger items on the agenda include halibut bycatch in the Gulf of Alaska and the rebuilding of the Pribilof Island's Red King crab stock. Yesterday, the council received an update on protected species in the region, and another perennially controversial issue came back up, the management of endangered western stock of Steller sea lions. Last year, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, closed down the Atka mackerel and Pacific cod fisheries in the Western Aleutians. Those restrictions prompted the state of Alaska to file a lawsuit against NOAA, and they've also come under fire from industry members. Merrick Burden is executive director of the Marine Conservation Alliance, an industry group focused on sustainable fisheries policy. During public testimony, he suggested that the Steller Sea Lion Committee be retasked and that the reasonable and prudent alternatives, otherwise known as RPAs, for managing the fisheries in that region be revisited.
I realize the council has weighed in before and your recommendations have not necessarily been taken up. I think the landscape has changed a bit based on what I've participated in here over the last few months, and I think that in and of itself opens the door to revisiting the RPAs.
He thinks the federal government would be more receptive to independent reviews of NOAA's biological opinion based on comments made by NOAA Administrator Jane Lubchenco during her visit in Alaska this summer.
We've had a meeting with Dr. Jane Lubchenco, I want to say a little over a month ago, and at that meeting she expressed her intent to have a open and transparent review process occur as part of this CIE review of the Steller Sea Lion biological opinion.
However, some council members did push back some, commenting that the independent review was not meant to address policy. The North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting will be continuing in Alaska through the next week.